Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello. Hello. Anyone around here speak basketball?
Aging Bobby Webster.
This is Adam Silver.
Welcome to the Confederacy of Dunks
Basketball Podcast.
I am your host, Freddie Rivas. And who, sir, are you, Mr. Producer?
Matt Duncan, producer, Esquire. I'm dropping Esquire in now.
Sure.
Test it out. You know, we're halfway through 22 almost. So I think we should all be rocking a little Esquire, whatever that means.
Yeah, I don't know what that means at all. But, you know, let's just move on. If you're tuning into this podcast for the first time or you're coming back, thank you regardless. We're with Raptors Republic. We are hardcore Raptors fans. We got analysts. We got comedians.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, if you're a sports nut, if you're a basketball nut, you're welcome on the show, and it's a good place for you to listen. But you know, if people want to help us out, make us like a big time pod, like, you know, rival, I don't know, The Daily on New York Times. How are we going to do that, Maddie?
You know, we've got our links down there in the description. I like to do the bottom point now. You know, we've got our link tree set up so that it can take you to RaptorsRepublic.com, you know, our Patreon, as well as, you know, if you're watching this on YouTube, thank you. Please, you know, subscribe and rate. Also, we've got chapters set up so you can skip ahead if you want to, you know, just beeline it right to the NBA talk, or you just want to hang in the Raptors talk. You know, I try to make it as easy as possible for you to move around when you're watching those videos. So yeah, thank you for that. And you know, we're kind of relaunching our Patreon right now. Freddie and I are kind of discussing different things that we want to bring into it for extra content and stuff, and as well as continue what we were doing before. So we will have more on that soon when we get that a little more organized.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Maddie. And you know, if you're listening, you have content suggestions, hit us up. We're in the, I don't know if we're in the dog days of summer. I feel like that's like the hottest days, but we're rounding. Yeah. We're in the dog days of spring. That's a thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, I think before we get going here, I've been saying every podcast, you know, please check out the Pickup WNBA podcast with me and one of my favorite people, Catherine Nyker. We're covering the Brittany Griner situation as well as WNBA. So make sure you check that out. And, you know, with Brittany specifically, make sure you stay informed. And yeah, it's an important story that, you know, I don't think should be neglected in these current times. But yeah, without further ado, let's start bringing the guests on. I'm really, really excited. This first guy, it's his first time joining the show. Hopefully not the last. You know, we hit it off right away playing poker the other weekend. I think he thinks I hustled people. I mean, honestly, maybe I did. Like, let's just pretend that I did. But no, I got super lucky. He's an awesome dude. I had a great time meeting him, and he's hilarious. And, you know, I've checked out a bunch of his work since. So give it up as loud as you can, even if you're home alone, from TSN Edge, Wesley Chang.
Hey. Ooh, listen to that. Okay. Yeah. I'll take it.
Everybody gets their own music. That's the thing.
Oh, that was thematic. I like it. Well, thanks for having me, Freddie. You know, it's a pleasure to be here, man. Always good to talk some hoops.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, man. And I mean, I don't know if this is good or bad for you, but that will always be your music. Matt files it away. And, you know, even, you know, if you're potting with us from years from now, that will be your song. So I hope that's okay. You know,
oh, that's it. File it in, man. I don't mind stamping that one bit.
Okay, sweet. And I mean, listen, a lot of people have good backgrounds on here. That's just a primo looking background. I got to say, like, the shelves are lined up. The basketballs are lined up. It's a lot better than my two doors.
Listen, you know, you got to go to IKEA. You got to get the generic set up and then just slot it in with whatever junk you have. Like, you can even tell, like, if you look over here, some of these are pretty old, man. I got like I got a Houston Rockets James Harden back there, you know, so that's a way back playback. So I don't pretend that this is an up to date setup, but I try to fill it in where I can.
Listen, Houston Rockets, James Harden, that's a specific time in basketball history that is I want to say glorious, but not really.
Probably his best, though.
Probably his best.
So we'll go with that.
Cool. Let's bring on guest number two. He's an awesome dude. You know, we bonded over basketball a long time ago. We play together sometimes. Wicked comedian. He runs a show at Winona. He also runs the Toronto Sports Pod. He made the debut on the show a couple weeks ago, and I'm happy to have him back on Raptors Republic. Give it up as loud as you can, even if you're at home alone, for Darren Menezes. Whoa. That's a very, this intro is a lot more like, you know,
it's one of those. It's more my vibe, man. This is perfect for me.
Yeah, man.
Also, playing every time I enter a room, I need this playing.
Hell yeah. And I mean, I gotta say, shout out to anyone who holds the mic on the pod. I always feel like they're about to start walking around and shit. Cool. Let's
I'm a true I just need to hold the mic at all times, otherwise I'm just like, what do I do? Yeah. But yeah, I have a way worse background than Wesley, but I have like a finger painting of like a cowboy that my wife got from even know where she got it from. But that's my background, and this is what we're doing here.
We're good, you know, probably has like sentimental value. And I don't know, finger paintings are cool.
She just definitely not. She's like, this is a cool painting, and she bought it for $5, and that's now it's on the wall. It's on the wall.
Banger.
You guys are downplaying your backgrounds, but I truly have two white doors. So, you know what I mean? Let's jump right into it, guys. Let's talk some Raptors ball. Maddie, good sir, you're always cooking up weird audio stings for me. I don't know what's coming next, but please give me your most deliciously weird Raptors sting.
Hi, my name is Chicka Chicka Toronto Raptors.
Okay. Relevant.
Yes.
Relevant. Is that 25 years ago? Is that like a classic car old? What age is that rap song?
Yeah, it's probably 25 years.
Yeah, you say 97, 98 for sure.
Yeah, probably, man. Damn. That was around the time where I was like, is his name Eminem or Slim Shady? You know what I mean? I still didn't know at that point. Pre 8 Mile, maybe.
Definitely.
Okay, let's go right into it. Darren, I'm gonna hit you first. As always, my questions are so convoluted, but I'm gonna try to dumb this down a little bit. I mean it's rumor season, you know, the playoffs are obviously still going on, we'll get to that. But I think as any like hardcore, you know, Masai era Raptors fan knows, the rumors never really like go with what this franchise is. And, you know, it's no different this summer. There's like, hey, the Lakers are going to interview Nick Nurse, you know, trade Pascal for scraps. Like I think some of the Pascal trade stuff has died down a little bit because he had such an incredible year. But I mean, like, you know, it's with Gobert, with you know, with DeAndre Ayton, just there's a lot of like, let's trade the farm even though we're good type sentiment. So I want to just like for the fun of it, reverse that. So please give me like a trade. It doesn't have to be like you know perfectly capped out, but please give me a trade that's like going to, that would benefit the Raptors way more than it would another team. Like, people always try and make us like the like a feeder team or a farm team in their trade scenarios. So I want to kind of just reverse that. Like, who's someone that would make this team better and we could give them scraps?
Okay, well, basically what I understood the question to be is like, who would we just grab? Which also would we grab? Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Like that?
Yeah,
from any team. Mm-hmm. So basically I just went straight from the top. I was like, first of all, I want Embiid. I was thinking about it too much, but then I was just like, I don't know. If we're talking about Jokic, Embiid, or Giannis, any one of those MVP candidates, give me those. I'll trade my kid is basically what I'm saying. For those guys, oh my God. I think we'd have to trade, obviously, top players for it, but that's pretty obvious and sad, so I don't want to say it, so sure. I'll just say my kid, less sad.
No, yeah, somehow that's
just me. Yeah. Just me being sad. That's okay, though, right?
That's very noble of you, man.
I'll do it for the culture. That's all I'm saying. But I love it. Yeah, I mean, we want the big guys. I think we need the big guys. So I'd obviously go for the top, but I think for like vibes, you know, for who I really love and want is Shy. I do want Shy.
Ooh, yeah, I like that.
That would
like
be amazing, that. Wouldn't it? I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah. No, SGA is definitely a top vibes pick for sure.
Yeah.
You got to get him back. You got to get him somehow. Masai can pull that off.
Yeah. That's like, I mean, because it's the Thunder, it's like, you know, what's possible there? It's like Presti, like, does he want every single pick that's ever existed? Like,
exactly.
So, you know,
that's what I was thinking. I was like, Shy and then a lifetime of picks, basically.
Exactly. And then
give you all the picks. Have fun.
And then the Thunder probably need to like hit that salary floor because they spend so little money. So we can dump some stuff on them, you know, just fill in the roster for them and we get a little, you know, SGA love back our way. That'd be awesome. That is a top vibes play. I didn't even think about that. Like that.
Yeah, that's I was running with that in my head a little bit. That's like pretty close to my answer. I love Embiid though, because I feel like this is sort of the spirit of the idea. Like I remember when Hayward was with Utah, it was like years in the making when Boston's like, Hayward's good, wants to play with Brad Stevens. And like, they started that like such a long, and then, you know, obviously like a Davis to the Lakers. And like, I'm trying to work that angle, right? Like work this angle. Like, what if we could just be this annoying city who's like, hey, your best player is going to come here. What are we going to give you? Honestly, who cares? They want to come here. Your city sucks. You know what I mean? Like, that's it. They just want to leave you and come here. So yeah, obviously Embiid, like, yeah, we'd have to trade, you know, whatever, a lot of people on our team, but maybe we just start drumming up the, like, you know, Masai Embiid connection, you know, him and Pascal, both from Cameroon, like, but maybe that's some kind of angle. Trust the process, which means that, like, you know, Embiid's going to leave. That's part of the process. But yeah, SGA is probably like more like, you know, in the practical world, but I still like it. Okay, Wesley, what's up?
No, I mean,
who's your guy? Who's your target?
I mean, if you mentioned him earlier, so if we're going to do kind of somewhat unrealistic, but I also categorize it as like distress situations.
Ooh.
So let's get Anthony Davis on the Raptors and let's just make that work. Oh, we'll find a way. We'll do whatever. Okay. I don't care. I don't care that he gets hurt as much as he does. Let's not forget, this guy's only 28.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis is still in his prime. Okay. So a lot of people sleeping on him. The Lakers seem a little kind of like in shambles right now. They're trying to steal Coach Nick Nurse. What's going on? All right. Jenny Buss is like screaming about how things aren't right. They got to fix it. Let's just blow it up. You know, let's be the Lakers to the Lakers. All right. Let's steal Anthony Davis from them. Give them whatever scraps that we can fill in the salary match. And then we get our center that we need, a dynamic, you know, rim running, you know, two-way center. Anthony Davis is the dream.
Whoa.
Which would never happen.
Yeah, listen, this is a never happen type question, but I love it. Like, let's just reverse it on the Lakers.
Yeah.
Like,
let's give them a taste of their own medicine. Love it.
And, you know, Kyrie, it's like he set a type of precedent, which is like, you know, it's LeBron doesn't always call the shots. Like Kyrie left LeBron. So maybe a guy like Davis, you know, in this insane scenario is like, I don't think that Westbrook and LeBron is going to work. I think maybe I'm young enough to win. you know, maybe I'm worried about my own health and I want to slide in somewhere like Kawhi. And this is a good culture, good franchise. You know, maybe his we do a reverse clutch, right?
Well, everyone's
like,
oh, yeah.
You know, clutch, you want to go to the Lakers. It's like, or we're just like, you know, we're like, guess what?
Reverse
everyone clutch. From clutch.
Reverse, like, yeah, reverse.
They all want to come here. Yeah,
Like AD, like you know, he's already got his championship. So that's on the mend. He doesn't need to go chase too many rings. He probably doesn't want to stay in the shadow of LeBron forever, right? This guy, you know, The prime window is a little narrow, so maybe he decides, hey, if you're not going to trade me, I'm going to go figure it out on my own. And that's he goes and requests a trade.
What if that was the trade, though? What if the Lakers, like, yeah, we really want Nick Nurse. We'll give you Anthony Davis. We're just like, what? What?
Ooh, that's
what do you mean?
Spicy trade. Like,
if that's the actual trade, we'll be like,
I love Nick Nurse, but honestly, I would trade Nick Nurse and the Arkells.
I think, you know, that's a Masai move for sure. He would put that on the table and just be like, guys, this is the only way we're going to make it happen. So you want him, you want him. Yeah. This is how you do it.
And, you know, obviously there's like that, you know, if we want to get like realistic or whatever, I'm sure there's like cap issues. But if Anthony Davis called Masai and he's like, how can you make this happen? Masai would be like, give me 20 minutes. Okay. Yep.
Pretty much.
I'm going to call some teams. Yeah. We're going to ship some salaries and we'll get Davis a nice, nice comfy spot on Drake's jet. And he'll be fine to TO quick.
Besides the one guy to pull that off.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess if that's the way it goes, like if a top player is actually like, hey, Masai, I want to come to your team. Like he would just make it happen.
Like, oh, 100%.
For sure.
Like, that's just for sure. Yeah, take Nick Nurse, take all his hats, whatever you want. Like, it's
take
cool.
all his hats. Hey,
take all his hats. Okay, we hate making these hats.
The happiest people are the company that makes the Nick Nurse hats. They're like, you don't understand how like labor intensive these hats are, man. Thank you. Yeah. Nobody thinks about us. Well, I think both you guys, you know, you went like. You went right to the top, which love.
We went for the top, yeah.
Well, Davis is also like sneaky, like semi possible, and like a weird.
Alternate universe things like kind of all fall apart. I mean, they got to the pieces got to go somewhere.
Essentially, if that's how we get our star guys, if they're injured, like Kawhi wise, like that could happen. That's very possible.
That's the blueprint. Right? That's the Masai blueprint, you know? So I don't
guess it's not very possible, but you know.
Yeah. There is a narrow some decent odds, as a betting guy would tell you. Some reasonable odds.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Darren, I sort of went your way with SGA, not SGA specifically, because that's almost like actually in the ether. Like I see the SGA, like give me SGA stuff, save SGA stuff. I've been seeing that for a little while on Twitter. The other Canadian who I'm like, okay, this guy needs saving. I don't believe in this franchise's ability to ever be competent. Give me RJ Barrett. Oh. Let's start the rumors right now. He's young. Maybe his dad, like, you know, he starts getting louder. Like, like, you know, Rowan Barrett Sr. is basically just like, bring my son home. You know what I mean? Like, like he starts like, you know, taking out like, in the Lincoln Tunnel. Are there ads in the Lincoln Tunnel? Whatever. Let's just say he, you know, buys the front page of the Times or the Post or whatever. And he's just like, bring my son home.
Yeah.
You know, they don't, obviously, the
that's
next,
a great pick.
You know, they don't want to trade us. And I think this is a pretty unrealistic scenario. But this whole thing is just pretending that the Raptors can bully some people. So.
I can see them pulling it off. Yeah, they can pull it off. I'm sure they can find a way. I believe in Masai. He'll find a way to make that deal if it was meant to be. Yeah, RJ Barrett, man, I think he's kind of getting slept on. I mean, he's got a lot to improve on, obviously, right? Like things haven't been, I think he's shown a lot of growth, shown a lot of upside, but you know, he's still gotta work on that shooting. But I think in the Toronto system, like you'll see pretty big leaps and bounds growth in terms of his defensive stuff. And I think his shooting will get better too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm a big kind of culture development guy. I feel like I say this all the time on the pod, but I became like a season seat holder with my brothers during, you know, Bargnani's first year. And I rode the Colangelo waves, you know, Capono, Berkaloo. Like yeah. I went through it. And, you know, with Messiah, I'm kind of like, oh, it's, I guess it's a little less exciting. It's a little less flashy, but also you actually win. So in the end, I'm like, you know what? I think winning's pretty great. Like it's cool to have, you know, big trades all the time, but you know, yeah, there's just not a lot of Messiah mistakes. It's like, you know, Damari Carroll, Bruno, some people say Malachi, you know, there's just really not a lot of big mistakes out there for Messiah. But I'm glad we're, you know, we're all open to dreaming a little bit. Okay. Well, let's get even a little bit sillier. Maddie, please come in. You're always welcome for the weirdest questions. because, you know, that's your specialty, baby. But you're like, ha! Just driving around in your snowblower in the summer. Wesley, I want to start with you on this one. I think rightfully so. Everyone's excited about J. Cole coming to the CEBL. You know, he's coming to Scarborough. It's pretty cool. Like, you know, I watched his game in the African League, and I mean, I assume the African League's a little bit higher quality basketball. I probably, you know, haven't done enough research to, you know, to know really, but the guy can actually ball. Like, I mean, I remember watching that first commercial where he's like, "You think this is a joke? It's not a joke." And I was like, "Is it a joke though?" Like, I kept being like, "Okay, is it a joke though? You're a professional rapper. Like, you hit a bunch of threes and you look good." But anyways, yeah, I remember watching him in the Basketball Africa game, and he wasn't like special or anything, but I was like, the guy can play basketball. Like, he's pretty good. So let's just imagine, you know, it doesn't have to be a rapper. It doesn't have to be someone who's even in playing age. Just like someone, you know, if you're dreaming, like, just imagine someone could play basketball, like, at, let's say, like, a G League level. And we get to bring them on to the Raptors. Any celebrity you can think of. I just want to know where you're at. Like, you know, who would be fun to watch? Maybe you're a fan of their other work. Maybe you just think it would be a sideshow. Yeah, Wesley, who's your celebrity that you want to bring out to the Raptors?
Considering this is a joke question, I kept thinking about who would be one of like the most ridiculous two sport athletes to play, you know, basketball and something else, right? So perhaps the audience is not as familiar with him, but this guy has become a gym rat in his sport. And I just think it'd be hilarious to see him somehow magically have skills to do it. Let's get a guy like Bryson DeChambeau from the PGA, jacked guy who is trying to change like how golf is being played in this day and age. And then he just becomes some ridiculous dude that shows up in this, the CEBL league, suddenly has basketball skills. You know, we get the most strange two sport athlete the world has ever seen. And we get a guy like that showing up.
I love it. That's a great answer. Shout out to my little brother, Thomas. He's a huge golf fan. Like, he's been sending me Bryson videos for some time now. Like, yeah. So his whole thing is that he's like jacked, right? And he's changing, like, he can drive like way further than everyone, right?
Yeah. Like, I throw my back out just watching him swing. You know what I mean? Like, it's just insane how this guy does it, but like, he does it consistently enough that he actually is a very top tier. Like, he's top tier.
Yeah. And is he like Happy Gilmore? I don't know enough about golf. Is he like Happy Gilmore style, or like the rest of his game is pretty good too?
The rest of his game is pretty good too. But like, I think he himself sees some like Happy Gilmore vibes in who he is.
Yeah.
So I'm into that. Let's bring that to the CEBL, man. Let's make it a full, you know, like circus show. Let's get all the, guys in there we can.
That's a great two sport guy too, right? Golf and basketball. That's awesome.
I was going to say, bring J.R. Smith back, right? Who's trying to do college golf right
now. Oh, my God, yes.
True.
But let's go the other way. Let's just get like a button-up golf guy to come just play some basketball for some reason.
That's great.
I love that. Like, his first game, it's like, you know, it's like that Bruno Caboclo first game where like someone throws him an alley-oop. Everyone's going crazy, and he just throws it down. It's like, Bryson, good dunk.
Good at this.
That would be the, like, I think the most, like, that or like F1 racing. I feel like that would be, you're in super weird territory for like actually being able to play basketball.
Why not?
I love it though. Okay, Darren, who's your celebrity We already got one really good answer.
Okay. First, I want to say shout out Jalen Harris. He just signed with Scarborough also.
And yes, I saw that.
I love that a lot. And another new team is Montreal. So a celebrity person for that is Win Butler, because I remember him at the Toronto Toronto All-Star game, and he was really good.
He won MVP three years in a row.
Oh, okay. So the other one's celebrity also,
he can ball. I think he's like 6'5" or 6'6" too.
Yeah. But the only answer that matters here is Adam Sandler. Sandler.
Yeah, he's the best.
He loves basketball. He's always like on like in these runs with like Trae Young and like all these random basketball players that just want to play with them. And I think he can play. Like he can actually play. And also, yeah, he's the same man. Happy Gilmore. We brought him up. I thought you guys were going to quickly bring him up, but I got scared there.
That's a good one. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, Sandman in there. Imagine Sandman in Scarborough. Well, he'd kill.
He supposedly, he drops sick dimes. That's what he does.
Yeah.
He can I've seen him dribble too. Like he's definitely someone who he's not like, you know, the NBA like celebrity games coming up and he like trains for a bit. Like he's someone tell like, oh, he's been playing. Like he can definitely play.
Yeah, I feel like he's too good for the celebrity game too. Like he doesn't want to play with those guys. He's like, I play with actual NBA players.
I can't get injured around these scrubs.
yeah, he's like, I'm not going to play with Justin Timberlake. I play like Trae Young. Screw this.
I love it. Win Butler, Adam Sandler. These are good answers. Okay.
I like that.
Maddie, you know, I know all your references are perhaps, 25 years old, so we might get a throw. Just kidding. We might get a throwback here, but who's your celebrity?
Well, I chose an old CFL player. I did. Well, technically, I did. Okay, first of all, I misread that question, and I thought we had to pick like a Canadian celebrity. So I was like, "Fuck, Bryan Adams!" Like I was trying to think of somebody. But then I like was like, okay, this guy technically is a Canadian citizen, and I think he'd be fantastic at protecting the rim, taking charges. I don't know how that would go. Could be dangerous. Without further ado, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Ooh, yes. That's a nice pick. I like that.
Yes.
I mean, Canadian citizen?
Yeah.
He's from Alberta or something?
No, it's his dad. His dad was born in Nova Scotia, and apparently they changed the law that anyone born after 1947, if you have a parent who was born in Canada, you are automatically a Canadian citizen. So The Rock is a dual citizen for the States and Canada.
Right on.
Yeah.
We'll claim him.
Yeah, we got to claim him. Oh, sure. And he was a former CFL guy, so I didn't lie there. So
he almost bought the CFL too.
Did the whole league?
Yeah, probably something like that.
like he owns the XFL and then he like tried to join CFL and XFL. Anyways, why do I know that?
Oh my God.
We're here for the weird knowledge, okay? Like, you know, people come for basketball talk.
I'll see myself.
CFL, XFL crossover.
I just like also, true. I don't know how taking a charge would go with him. Like, because he's not going to fall back. Whoever runs into him is going to like probably like go right back to center court. So it's going to be a little tricky for the refs. You know, we're always complaining about the refs. So it could be a little tricky. But when he's planted, he's planted. So should be pretty.
Oh, for sure. Like someone falls, giving the people's elbow. Yeah. Oh, everybody goes crazy. Like, oh my God. Like, oh, tech. I don't know. This guy's awesome.
Every single time. You just got rocked every single time.
So like, you got to stop grabbing Devlin's mic, dude. Like, you can't. Yeah,
exactly.
Just talk for 15 minutes. Man.
I'm writing these for raw. Devlin.
Okay. I was like, you know, I was going back and forth. Maddie, we're similar. I was thinking Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I was also trying to think height. So at one point, my answer was The Big Show. Because I'm like, the guy's tall. Like, I mean, I don't know if he can run, but like we're imagining, right? Like, so he's a big body. But I just tried to go as silly as I possibly could. Now, during the Joe Biden campaign, there was a video where he basically was in a gym interviewing people and he just hit like a in dress shoes, like such a clean three, and walked out the gym. My selection is Barack Obama.
Whoa.
Yeah. He hit him.
You gotta do it.
He's a specialty shooter. You know what I mean? Like, it would be really intense security, I think, for every game. yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if like people could sit in the front row anymore. It would be nuts. But like, you know, you just bring him in. He hits a couple threes. I think also maybe grabs the mic, gives a quick speech. you know, his post-game interviews would be huge. So I'm going Obama on this one.
They'd have to change the team name, like the Scarborough Shooting Stars, the Scarborough Secret Service, you know? They got to bring them out.
And they have
that's a great pick.
Speed up the building of a subway and the transit, man. You got to make sure people can get out there, okay? Shit.
That's true. That's the only way we can do it.
Yeah, the only way is bringing in Obama, right? You get it done. Okay, let's talk some NBA. Maddie, if you would, give me your most ridiculous, most current. Give me your most current audio NBA sting.
What's the deal with the National Basketball Association? Well, the Confederacy of Dunks is gonna tell you.
Okay, well, this one's new. It's not. That's not Anderson Cooper. That was last week. Okay, I mean, wait, just before Matt says, does anyone know who that was?
No, that was nice, though. I like
who
that.
What comedian says, what's the deal? Who's known for saying, what's the deal with...
Was that Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah, it's Jerry.
Whoa, Jerry.
What's the deal?
Like, I don't know what you did to Jerry. Like, he's like, that's comedians.
He did start to sound Portuguese at the end. I don't know why.
Yeah, really. Jerry's swerving there, man. I don't know. Like, let the guy rest. Jeez.
I like that.
Yeah, no, shout out Jerry Seinfeld. Another current reference there. Maddie's like really, he's there with the kids. Like he's just like in sync with Gen Z, you know?
Seinfeld's still relevant. He's still relevant, right?
Oh, for sure. He drives cars. He drinks coffee. Come on. That's what we all do, right?
Yeah, he's the everyman.
He's the everyman. You know? He's just like us. What's the deal with us, you know, not understanding Jerry's relevance? Okay. Oh, yikes. Listen, sometimes you got to bomb a joke on your own pod, right?
That's right.
Okay. Darren, I'm going to go to you. This is probably the most like serious question of the pod because it's a weird one, but, you know, it's off season. Things are getting funky, but, I've been thinking about this like crazy, so I'm not going to kind of give my answer and I just want to hear what you guys have to say first. I'm sure there have been series that have been like had this much disparity, but I swear, almost every game I turn on and, I always tell my wife, I'm like, okay, like if it's a really close game, I'm going to watch it. But if not, well, you know, we'll watch some show. And we've been watching a lot of shows because pretty much like every first quarter, there's like 5 minutes to go in the quarter. And I'm like, pretty sure the game's done, which is strange because I feel like, there's a lot of like volume scoring in today's basketball. So I assume even if it's 15 points, I'm like, they can make a comeback. But it's almost like the Luka Phoenix game. Like ignited something where it's just like that thou shall not be a close game anymore. You know, there's been a couple with Dallas and Golden State, but I think particularly Miami, Boston is like, what is going on here? Just like wild blowouts. But what do you make of it, Darren? Like, you know, first of all, have you ever seen anything like this? And also like, what's your explanation?
I mean, the consistency of the back and forth is super weird. Like obviously there's blowouts like all the time, like as Raptor fans we know this for sure, but I think it's just the reliance of like the threes in these games. It's either like hit or miss, right? If you're missing your threes, like if Luka is driving all game and he's kicking it out, if Dinwiddie's not hitting, if like, you know, Brunson's not, if these guys aren't hitting their threes, you're gonna get blown. No, and that's the way it is. Like last night, it seemed that way for Miami. Like it's just, if you're not hitting your threes, and the other team is just hitting their shots, like it's gone. Like your game can get a 20-point lead, a 15-point lead so easily. And it seems like 15-point leads are like really easy to come back now because of the threes as well. So I just think the threes are really standing out, and obviously like, you know, the team that started it all, like Golden State, is really like showing it how it's done. Like even with like Dallas having like a big lead or whatever, they can come back so easily because they they're just surrounded, right? So yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking for that. Like that's the only way. Like it seems like everyone defensively is actually not bad. Like nobody's really given up a huge amount, you know?
Totally. So, and you know, yeah, Dallas is like not bad on D, and obviously Boston and Miami are good. You know, Golden State's good. So that's a really good point. You know, I wasn't even thinking like that. It's not like this is all offense, you know, conference finals in the East and West. Like, but all these teams have defensive dudes. So that's kind of it's a bit weirder. Yeah. I think for, you know, I have a couple like, you know, combining factors in my head, but the 3-point variance is massive. Just like, you know, and not just are you making the threes, but I think also, you know, when you miss a three and another team is able to just run the other direction and hit a three, it's like that. It's kind of exponential, right? Like,
yeah, adds up real quick.
But where are you at with this, Wesley? Like, you know, is it just the threes? Is it other stuff?
I think Darren must have been like spying on my hit I did for TSN today. Cause like I literally just did a hit that's going to be on like Sports Center later today. And we're just talking about exactly that. Like the three ball is just so crazy in the way these four teams play. You create just such extreme outlier like circumstances. Mm-hmm. I mean, the game two itself was nuts. Like Dallas was up 19. At one point,
they lost by nine.
But like to circle back to Darren's point, all four of these teams have a very heavy dependency on the three ball. Like Miami was the number one 3-point shooting team in the regular season. Golden State started this whole thing. Mm-hmm. Dallas is about to break an NBA record in this series for the most 3-point shot attempts ever by any team in a playoff series.
Wow.
Well, they're on pace for that tonight. Wow. And then Boston is top 10. Boston's a top 10 team in 3-point volume. So all these guys shoot, you know, a ton of 3-pointers, and that's just how it goes. I think what Darren pointed out is right. Like the Miami-Boston series is a little bit stranger. If I could tell you, I'd be making millions of dollars. I don't know why it's been so crazy both ways. But it is, I mean, it's a really good point Darren brought up. But all these teams have been defensively elite. It's kind of leaning into this whole 3-and-D era of basketball's played, and all four of these teams are like that, except now you're seeing these like crazy outcomes which like nobody can predict. So it's been nuts, and like I'm a betting guy, this is my job, I'm supposed to predict stuff, right? I'm getting murdered by these outcomes, man. These things are nuts. Nobody can predict this stuff, man. It's getting psycho. So I've been trying to make sense of all of it. And, you know, Darren hit a spot on. It's a three ball.
Folks, you know, if you're just meeting Wesley for the first time, he's lying. He's right all the time. Okay. Trust them. You know, check out TSN Edge. Like, you know, but like really though, it is kind of confounding. Like I'm really trying to rack my brain here. And the only additional thing I can say to, first of all, defense is a great point, like, but that to me makes it even more confusing. It's pace, and I feel like teams are sort of not really, I'm thinking back to like Cleveland Golden State, right? And you know, when Cleveland those first two losses, or was it two in a row, but anyways, the first loss, I feel like Cleveland tried to do this thing where they're like, we're going to slow this down so much. We're like, we don't know how to deal with what Golden State's doing, but we know that we can force them to play more defense. And I think that teams are really trying to, like, it seems anyways, like shoot their way back into this. And I don't know if it was one of the Van Gundys. So someone was saying during the Golden State series that Golden State is actually just like filling it up in the paint. Yep. So that made me think, like, you know, does Golden State, are they the one team out of the four here that like actually is a counter? You know, they can shoot the three, obviously, but they also are going to, you know, continue attacking the paint. So they have like a more diverse offense. Like that's sort of where I'm at here. You know, obviously Luka's kind of drive and kick, and like, you know, I think Miami and Boston are both like egalitarian style offenses that are like, you know, lots of shooting. And then I also thought back to the Milwaukee Boston series, and you know, Giannis is such a like paint juggernaut that I think there was less blowouts in that series. And maybe that's sort of, you know, I don't know if I'm making a convoluted point here, but like if you can score a lot in the paint as well, maybe that helps keep things like, you know, within reach. But
I guess that's the difference. If it's like, you know, you have Giannis who gets most of his points inside, so you can get those points way easier. But if you're like, if they get a three and you're coming back trying to shoot a three and you miss, like if they hit three in a row, you miss three in a row, there's your 9-point swing right there, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's just, it's such a big difference if you're relying on the threes on both sides. One team hitting, one team isn't, you're going to get blown out. That's just how it goes. But obviously, like, it's like you were saying, I like that point about Golden State, like, because they're more known for hitting their threes, they can kind of go inside because you're playing perimeter defense, I guess. And then they're like, I don't know, Steph's faking and then driving inside, or whoever, he's passing it inside to Draymond or something. But like guys like Luka or like maybe Jimmy Butler, these guys are like driving, constantly kicking. So it makes sense that Wesley was saying that Dallas is going to shoot the most threes. Cause like,
yeah, that's Luka, crazy.
Yeah, it makes complete sense because like Luka's constantly kicking it out to like Bullock and all these guys like that are either hitting or, you know, not hitting. So
yeah, like Dallas, I think, has made a very concerted point to commit to a certain style of offense. That's fine. The team is built that way, especially after the Porzingis trade. What Golden State, I think, is doing really well because of how their offense is probably more versatile than most of these other teams. Mavs have no rim protection. None.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Golden State is just such a refined offense that they're just exploiting their weaknesses very well. So Dallas is overplaying the Warriors very heavily on the perimeter. The moment Steph catches the ball, before he even catches it, he's already taking half a step in towards the paint.
Yeah.
And no one's expecting that. So he's getting these wide open layups at the rim and no one's there. So they're just doing like, I mean, that's kind of what you're seeing too in general, like league wide, like mid range shots, right? For the longest time, it's been like, oh, avoid all mid range shots. Mm-hmm. It's the new era. But then look at some of these guys who are really doing well in the NBA. They're guys that are now just like draining mid range. Like Chris Paul had a great run last year. Even in this playoffs, he was pretty good. Where does he make all his money? He makes in the mid range. And the reason why is because when opposing teams are setting up their defense, they're laying back. They're laying back into the paint and giving them so much space. Sometimes it's where like the best shot are available. Mm-hmm. And now because everyone knows to defend the three-point line, defend the paint, the mid-range is now more open. So now you're suddenly seeing some guys really. So it's always a cat and mouse game, right?
It is.
So,
it really is. Absolutely. Yeah.
So Golden State, we all know they can hit threes. Steph and Curry, cat and mouse game. They're like, okay, we're just going to go right to the paint, and they've been killing them.
Yeah, I guess that's the level of like IQ that's off the charts with Golden State too, right? Like can't. They're just the amount of like high IQ guys on that team. It's just they're playing with them, you know.
Yep.
So yeah, like you're saying, like Steph's driving in like easily because he knows he can do that. They're just well coached. When you got Hall of Famers on the court, like just running around. So yeah. Really, really stands out.
Yeah, this is also like, you know, my favorite type of basketball talk, because one of the things I love so much about the NBA is like, you know, people always say like it's a copycat league, but I feel like what's under that point is that there's always this team that's going to try and be different. And, you know, obviously this is the Raptors podcast. I really enjoyed what the Raptors were trying to do this year. I liked that it was different. You know, I think we have to, our pendulum does have to swing a little bit more. We do need to shoot more threes. But, you know, I remember watching the James Harden Rockets, and, you know, they were just shooting a preposterous amount of threes. And I sort of like, you know, I've wondered like, where does this peak? And I think maybe we're, I don't want to say we're looking at like, you know, the most extreme shot diets we'll ever see, because probably we aren't. But at the same time, it's kind of like, you know, to Wesley's point, like, you know, the mid-range shot is not valuable. I think partially because it was overused, you know, back to the basketball, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I think like we've swung so far the other way that guys like CP3 and DeMar and, you know, Pascal to a certain extent can just feast. And I think you don't like, you can't have someone feasting either. Right. Like, you know, obviously three is more than two and that's exponential. And, you know, we can't go back in time. Like it's never going to be like Charles Oakley, you know, shooting a 18 foot, like whatever baseline shot. But at the same time, there is this interesting balance. Right. And we'll see where it goes from here. And I'm wondering if anyone has any counters other than Golden State. But let's move on to this last question here. Wesley, I'm going to stick with you. We don't have to, we don't have to name all the Canadian players. We got it up here on YouTube. I think actually, I hope I'm still correct here, but out of any country other than the U.S., I'm pretty sure that Canada has the most NBA players, which, you know, as a Canadian, as a Torontonian, I love it. It's just an exciting time to be a Canada basketball fan. You know, there's a bunch of stuff that came out on Twitter today, Blake, Vivek, you know, people are just talking about like who's committed to the team. You know, obviously there's a couple notable non-commitments, but I used to get more bent out of shape about that kind of stuff than I do now, because some of it's contractual, right? Like, so that's part of the deal. But anyways, I kind of wanted to imagine like anyone can play. They're all available to play. And if you put all these Canadian guys on one team, you know, I don't need you to give me like a starting lineup and like rotation sort of thing, but just like, you know, how successful would this team have been? You know, if they were the 31st team, in the NBA this year, like, you know, and obviously we'll do the weird meta thing. There can be doubles. Okay. So there's two Wiggins, there's two Jamal Murrays, whatever, right? You don't have to take them away from the other team they're on. But, what Wesley, like how good would this team be? You know, like what, and what type of team would it be?
Playoff team for sure. Maybe not as top heavy as some of these championship teams where they have like super superstar guy.
Yeah.
But they would be a like super athletic, defensive minded, small ball, like speed team.
Yeah.
They would be one of the fastest teams in the entire NBA. And they would be kind of a more, they'd almost be like Memphis, like that kind of team where it's just like, they just out-hustle you. They outwork you on the defensive end and they got enough guys that can shoot that they'll be competitive.
That, that's like almost my answer. Exactly. I'll just add that I think this team would have some like, you know, I think some of the, you know, real center stuff is overblown, because if you don't have Jokic or Embiid, what are we talking about here? Obviously, Ayton's really good too. And, you know, Gobert, there's some outliers, but, you know, Bam 6'9". I don't know if it's correct, but Basketball Reference says Draymond 6'6". So I don't know if that doesn't seem right.
I don't
right.
think so.
Yeah, I don't. I think
sure. We'll let him run with that.
Yeah, so I think he's 6'7", 6'8", maybe, or I don't know. He's taller than 6'6".
I think he's taller than that.
Yeah, I think he's taller than that. You know, I'm looking at some of these guys. You know, we got Birch and Boucher, obviously, but like for the most part, you know, Tristan Thompson, you know, Lyles, like Olynyk. You know, there's some guys who are sort of like fours, right? But no one who's like, I don't think this team's that tough. Like, I don't know what they do at the rim. And I think the main point is this that you know, Wesley laid down was sort of they're just not top heavy enough. But I think Memphis is a good comparison. Maybe there's no jaw, but I mean, man, when Jamal Murray was cooking, he was cooking. I think we haven't seen him in a little bit, and we all forget about that, right? Like he was absolutely again, I don't think it's fair to compare him to Ja, but I do think that Jamal Murray was, he's on a rise. Like that guy was, you know, he did some big stuff, especially in the bubble, man. That Donovan Mitchell battle was just epic. Yep. But nice. Darren, yeah, what do you think about this team? Are you with us where it's kind of like a playoff team? Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, they would be a great team. They'd be real fun team to watch. I mean, Shai, obviously, you know how much I love Shai. He'd be like, we have like a couple of stars like Shai and Murray, obviously. And who else is? Wiggins, obviously. If he was playing for the team, that would be great. Just those three alone. That's like, if you're talking about this team being in the NBA, you have three top guys right there. And then you have some, you know, maybe Lou Dort, 3-and-D guy. Boucher mm-hmm. can kind of be a 3-and-D guy too. Powell Clark had a great playoff run. Like he was really impressive, actually. Yeah.
Brooks, if you need someone to be nasty out there, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, obviously, you love Banton. Come on, Delano's there. Why not play him for fun? For the vibes, of course. Who else do I write down? Oh, Shea Brissett, man. Yeah, this team would be fun.
It would have talent.
I think it would be a playoff team for sure. It would be great to see them go against themselves, of course. RJ against RJ. If the Knicks ever made the playoffs, that'd be a thing. Yeah, this is the only way RJ would make the playoffs, actually. Okay, I'm liking this more. Trying to be more positive for RJ.
Yeah, let me also say, you know, just like for a little bonus. Bonus content here for me. Coaching staff's got to be like head coach Nash. You got Big Cat there.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and then maybe bring back Rick Fox. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just like Rick Fox. I don't even know if he wants to coach, but just bring him on the sidelines. We need him there. Shout out Bill Wennington, maybe. Yes. Bill Wennington's like, let me be, man. Let me, like, yeah. Let me just alone. Stay home.
Yeah. Do you know be cool? Big Country. Remember him? He'd be cool.
Was he Canadian?
No, he was not. He was not at all. But, you know.
His name's Big Country. Yeah, bring him
his
on.
His name's Big Country, and I think Vancouver fans would love that. So
Yeah, we got one guy that's not Canadian, and out of all the potential dudes, we're going Big Country, Reeves. What's up, dude? Yeah. How you doing? But, guys, this has been a really fun pod. Thank you both so much. Yeah, we got silly. We got into some, you know, technical basketball stuff too, which I always appreciate. Yeah, yeah. And let me say to anyone who's been listening, supporting, thank you so much. We're still excited to be part of Raptors Republic and having a good time here. But let me go to you first, Wesley. TSN Edge for sure. You know, like just plug away, please. Let people know. We'll hook you up if you're listening or watching. We'll definitely. Plug Wesley's socials and stuff.
But, yeah, you know. Thanks, Ben. My socials, last name, first name, Chang Wesley. All my stuff is usually on TSN Edge. You'll see my face pop up here and there on SportsCenter, like NBA pregame. Anything betting related, all right, especially on the Raptors, they'll always throw my face on it. So look out for me. Appreciate you following along.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, yeah, man. Appreciate you doing the pod. Hope to have you back soon.
Hey, I would love to be back.
And Darren, what's good, man? Winona Show podcast, yeah. Like hit people up.
Yeah, Winona Ride or Die. That's the name of it. Nice name. Everyone loves it. It's at a bar called Winona Craft Beer Lodge. Toronto Sports podcast I do with my friend Sam about all Toronto sports. A lot of fun. And I'm going to be making a lot of bad prop bets with Wesley here pretty soon.
Damn sure. Right.
Give me three threes for Wiggins. I don't know. I suck at betting so much. Anyways,
I do too. You know, I'm really bad at poker too. Okay, guys. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right on. Well, again, thank you both so much. And as always, thanks to Maddie D coming in with the the hyper relevant celebs and I'm burning him, but Matt's amazing. Producer, love him. And
shout out to Brian Adams, you know?
Yeah, you know, Brian Adams, right? Yeah. Come on, man.
He'd have to wear 69 on his jersey.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, that's mandatory.
I really want, yeah. But you know what, Maddie, I demand you make a Celine talking Raptors type of reference for next week's pod.
That'd be perfect.
My heart will go on. Something, I don't know. But again, thanks everyone. Appreciate all the listens, all the follows, everything. And yeah, check us next week. And Maddie, if you feel like we're good, we're done to go. We're done. We're good to go. Please just give me those sweet words I love so much. Okay.
Okay. Listen to the Confederacy of Dunks exclusively on the Rapcast.